to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, I want to forewarn all of these staff members, next year, if I do become the chair, it may be one of you. All right. Can I receive a motion to approve the meeting minutes for March 12, 2024?
Mr. Vice Chair, I move to approve March 12, 2024 meeting minutes.
I will second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. We're going to go ahead and do the review of the agenda. Are there any additional items that we need to add?
Yeah, staff would like to add three items to other business. The first two would be for Mr. Brown in the prosecutor's office, one for relocation expenses for a potential new hire, and also a discussion on vacation accrual for another potential new hire. Additionally, we'd like to have Mr. File come up and give a waste management conference recap.
Perfect. We have a full agenda today. First time coming up here at Benton County, the Board of Commissioners doing this thing, and we got a full agenda. Thank you very much, staff. So anyway, next is public comments. Madam Clerk, will you please announce the policies and procedures for public comments?
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official on-the-record communication geared toward giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please note that the public comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if a speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
Thank you, Amanda. Anyone in process would like to go ahead and speak public comments? Seeing none, anyone in Kennewick? Okay. Good morning. Would you go ahead and state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Eileen Alexander. My address is 183106 East Game Farm Road, Kennewick.
Thank you.
So I am here about animal control. The gist of it is Bent County has had a lot of issues with dog control and payment of lawsuits and people dying. And so I went to look up what we're doing about this, and I found that on the website about animal control for the Sheriff's Department hasn't been updated since 2010. I also looked at current animal control things, and those haven't been updated in many years. Also, like the fines for violations of current standards are like $30, $50, and $75, which I think is a little bit outdated. Briefly, I'm not here to condemn or accused. I am here because we need a solution. Currently, the climate in the Tri-Cities is with the injuries and the death. If someone is afraid of a dog, they call the police, and it's pretty much a death sentence. And brief background. My family homesteaded here during the Dam Act, so I'm not just away by night coming here picking up some claws. I have strong community involvement and been here for generations. And this, when we have officers come out and people are afraid and like they're having to shoot animals in the city limits, even outside of the city limits, it's gun trauma. And it's, I feel like we're feeding into the current things of gun violence and everything, because it is traumatic, whether it be pets or people. So I just wanted to bring this to the commissioner's attention. Also, not to criticize, I would like to volunteer for things that if we need to update our policies, change our, fees, bring ourselves more current, I would like to donate. I would like to be part of the solution and not be someone that is just criticizing.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate the public comment. Anyone else in Kennewick? Seeing none?
Online.
All right, it looks like online we have Romney. If you would go ahead and like to go ahead and open up the mic and speak, please.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, and if you could state your name, Romney, if you could state your name and address for the record, that'd be great.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'll do that. I just wanted to make sure y'all could hear me. This is Romney.
Yeah, we can hear you. Ken-
okay, good. This is Romney in the great city of Kennewick. I am here today to bring awareness that I think is just long overdue, and I really don't understand how and why it's possible, but everybody's got their heads looking down all the time. I understand that, but they never look up to the sky. You ever looked at a weather report and saw where it was clear skies, but then what happened to the skies? They're cloudy. Well, if you weren't paying attention, maybe you saw some airplanes go across the sky, lay out a trail that slowly became a cloud. And then after a couple hours, now the skies are hazy. But if you look at a weather report, it says it's a sunny sky. Why is that? Well, I wanted to bring awareness to this, and it's not some tinfoil thing. Here, let me read to you. The people of Tennessee have now become aware of this, and their General Assembly of Tennessee has done something about it. This has to do with geoengineering experiments by intentionally dispersing chemicals into the atmosphere. Let me read you a couple of portions out of the bill. And actually, these are an amendment. Whereas the risk to human health and environment welfare from broad-scale geoengineering is currently not well understood. Whereas it is the intent of the General Assembly to protect the public health and welfare of Tennesseans while allowing all authorized activities permitted under state law. Now, therefore, be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Tennessee, Section 1. This is important, so listen. The intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of the state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of the sunlight is prohibited. Section 2, this act takes effect July 1, 2024. The public welfare is requiring it. So that's right out of the bill. And I didn't want to read the whole thing in regards for your respect for everybody's time, but I hope this helps bring awareness to everybody to look up, notice what's going on, because it's happening and it's normal for a plane to fly across the sky and then it dissipates, it goes away. But when it doesn't, that's not normal. And guess what? It happens a lot here in this county. It happens around the world, but I've got it documented in this county, lots of it. And I hope this brings awareness to everybody. We're talking about your health, okay? This is about your health. Thank you for your time. You're very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I don't see any other hands raised. Give me one second.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see any other hands raised.
Perfect. Okay, we'll go ahead and close public comments. We're going to move down to the consent agenda items A through Q. Commissioner McKay, is there any items you would like to move to other business? Okay, can I receive a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda items A through Q.
All right, I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We'll move down next to public hearings. We got quite a few of those. It's going to be ordinance amendments to Benton County Codes 3.04, 3.08, 3.12, 3.14, 3.16, and 3.24. Greg Witt and Brad O'Brien will be presenting.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Effective this past Friday, March 15th, the state of Washington officially adopted and made effective the 2021 building code updates. By state statute, the county is required to adopt and implement the new international codes, energy codes, and uniform plumbing codes. And so Brad and I bring forward six different revisions to the Benton County code. It is the Benton County building code, plumbing, mechanical, energy, fire, and swimming pools. We're proposing to revise the language in each of the ordinances specifying the change from the 2018 to the 2021 codes. There is one significant change other than just the going in and changing the exact dates for the different ordinances. I mean, that's, it has to do with swimming pools, and I'll have Brad kind of touch on that one change.
So the 21 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code, in conjunction with the PA's office and code enforcement, we've developed language that would prevent the use of pools and spas prior to passing a final inspection. This step has been taken to ensure that swimming pools and spas have met all the life safety requirements, including barrier requirements, prior to using or occupying them within unincorporated Benton County.
So we are requesting the board then go ahead, if you're in agreement with that, to open a public hearing for each one of the ordinances, and then we have provided suggested motions, if you wish.
Any questions?
So, just being a builder, so we have to say yes to this stuff, though, because
state law.
It's state law, yeah. So that's, for me, it's like probably the hardest no or hardest yes as a commissioner to say yes to this stuff, because some of this stuff, you know, they're bragging about, you know, affordable housing, saving costs, when a lot of these codes add thousands and thousands of dollars, and you don't get that money back, even from build. I mean, I get building efficient houses and efficient homes and buildings and stuff, but the money that they're making you put into the buildings, you don't get it back for hundreds of years or 50 years or whatever.
Right.
So it's a hard, it's gonna be a hard yes for me, but yeah, I get it, state law. And,
all right.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, I hear you. All right. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and the time is 9:15. I will open up public comments for Benton County Code 3.04, 2021 International Building Code. Are there anybody here that's,
I don't see
nobody in Prosser, anybody in Kennewick? No one's coming up.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
Where'd it go?
I know.
I don't see anybody in Kennewick.
This is him. Roberts is shaking his head. No.
Okay.
Anybody online?
Don't see any hands
up. So I will close public comments at 9:15. And do I have a motion on this topic?
Okay. I move to adopt the ordinance and approve the resolution for Benton County Code 3.04 2021 International Building Code.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on, the time is 9:16. I'll open up public comments for Benton County Code 3.08 2021 Uniform Plumbing Code. Do we have anyone in Prosser? Looks like we don't. Anyone in Kennewick? Looks like we don't. Anyone online?
Don't see any hands raised.
Don't see any hands raised. It's 9:16, and I'll go ahead and close public comments. Do I have a motion for this topic?
Move to adopt the ordinance and approve the resolution of Benton County Code 3.08-2021 Uniform Plumbing Code.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That motion passes. The time is 9:16, and I'll open up public comments for Benton County Code 3.12 2021 International Mechanical Code. And do we have anyone in Prosser? There's no one in Prosser. Anyone in Kennewick? Anybody online?
Don't see anybody.
There's no hands. The time is 9:17. I'll go ahead and close public comments at 9:17 a.m. Do I have a motion on this topic?
We're on the fourth one now? I'm just making sure I'm ready. Yeah, I started at three, right?
3.12.
I'm on the third one?
3.12.
Okay. Yep. Sorry, my bad.
You're good.
I can't check my screen, so. All right. I move to adopt the ordinance and approve the resolution for Benton County Code 3.12, 2021 International Mechanical Code.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes. Moving on, the time is 9:17. And I'll open the public comments for Benton County Code 3.14, 2021 Washington State Energy Code. And there is no one here in Prosser that I see. No one in Kennewick. And we see no hands online. So I'll go ahead and close public comments at 9:17. And do I have a motion on this topic?
Move to adopt the ordinance and approve resolution of Benton County Code 3.14, 2021 Washington State Energy Code.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes. We're moving right through these. The time is 9:18. I'll open public comments for Benton County Code 3.16, 2021 International Fire Code. There's no one here in Prosser. Anyone in Kennewick? Robert, you see anyone in there coming? All right, perfect. And I see no hands raised online. The time is 9:18, and do I have a motion on this topic?
I move to adopt the ordinance and approve resolution of Benton County Code 3.16, 2021 International Fire Code.
I will second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes. All right, next one is, it's 9:18, and I'll open public comments for Benton County Code 3.24, 2021 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code. There is no one here in Prosser for public comments. Robert, you see one in Kennewick? And there's no hands up online. So I'll go ahead and close public comments at 9:19. And do I have a motion on this topic?
Move to adopt the ordinance and approve the resolution for Benton County Code 3.24, 2021 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code.
Perfect. I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion passes. All right, we got it done. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is scheduled business. And the first one is going to be the 2024 Historical Preservation Grant Overview and Committee Funding Recommendations. Glenn Vaughan, and I want to say Glenn, did I say that right last name?
It's Vaughan, yep.
Vaughan will be presenting.
All right, let's see if I shared this correctly. All right, good morning, commissioners. After all those fun ordinances, I was hoping we could continue the fun rolling and talk about the historic grant program. We had three organizations that applied for the 2024 Historic Preservation Grants: the Cuyahoga Benton Historical Society, the City of Kennewick, their Historical Preservation Commission, and the Prosser Historical Museum. The total request this go around was for $16,200. So let's break down what each of the requests were. The Kiona-Benton City Historical Society wants $2,000. Really what they're looking to do is digitize several newspapers from the turn of the century. The Benton County News, which ran from December 1910, to July of 1911. And then the Benton Herald, which ran from July 1915 to March 1916. Now, the society's plan is to digitize all these newspapers and then keep the originals here in Benton County. But by digitizing them, they'll be available for anybody to look up around the country and around the globe. And the other one of the other candidates is the City of Kennewick's Historic Preservation Commission. The city is requesting $10,000 to pay for an architectural historian. They're looking to put Farmers Exchange, their building on Canal Drive in downtown Kennewick, on the list of National Registry of Historic Places. So they're going to request $10,000 from this grant, and then they will also contribute $1,886 of their own money. And this will go to staff to work with the member of the historic places to make sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. And then the final candidate is the Prosser Historical Museum. They're requesting $4,200. They're looking to purchase four male torso mannequins to display military uniforms. The museum already has $1,400 of their own money that they've saved up, so they would use the $4,000+ from the grant plus their own $1,400 to purchase these mannequins. From what I understand, they've been using the old mannequins from the Prosser JCPenney's, and those don't work. So they have to get these very specific mannequins. So you're probably feeling a little like Cuba Gooding Jr. and you want to know where the money's coming from. So for those who are not familiar with the grant, it's under RCW 3622-170. $1 for every recording fee is placed into the Historical Preservation Fund. Right now, that pot is around $147,000. The last couple of years, the number of applicants have been on the lower side, so there has not been as much money. That's why all three of these applicants were recommending the full allotment of their requests. And those who are not familiar, those on the committee include Auditor Brenda Chilton, Sustainable Development Manager Adam File, former Benton County and Washington State Treasurer Dwayne Davidson, and myself. And we will be also pushing to try to get additional individuals to join our committee this coming summer and into the fall. So our recommendation is to approve this resolution so we can pay these worthwhile efforts.
Any questions?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I think this is it's a good way to spend some of that money from the recording side that's meant for this.
Yep.
All right.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
You have a motion on this topic.
I move to approve the approve the 2024 Historical Preservation Grant allocations as presented and hereby authorize the County Administrator to sign the grant disbursement agreements.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks.
Next one is the Benton County Family and Medical Leave Policy, and Carly Nave will be presenting, our HR manager.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I don't know if this is as exciting as historical preservation, but we're presenting to you today an update to Benton County's Family and Medical Leave Policy that hasn't been updated since 2009. There have been some changes in the laws and, you know, just some gaps in the existing policy that we needed to fill. Most importantly is the addition of the Washington Paid Family and Medical Leave that was implemented by the state in 2020. And the additions to the policy are important so that managers and employees and administrators can understand how those different programs, the federal program and the state program, interact with each other so that everybody understands their rights and responsibilities under those laws. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Do you have any questions? I don't.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. So I will go ahead and entertain a motion on this topic.
Move to approve the Benton County Family and Medical Leave Policy as presented.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, this is going to be the third, this is the third amended and restated interlocal agreement for Benton County Emergency Services. And our Administrator Jared McPherson will be presenting.
And I'd like to thank Matt Rasmussen for scheduling this and then being gone to D.C. So, bear with me. Matt's been hitting this up, yep. And I know Commissioner Alvarez, you've been attending the BCS board meeting. So
I am the co-chair.
Pardon?
I am the co-chair.
The co-chair, there you go. And we can thank the attorneys for this title of third amended and restated interagency agreement. I like that. That's a catchy term. Anyway. So this interagency agreement is with Benton County Emergency Services. As you know, BCES provides the Public Safety Emergency Communication Network for both Benton and Franklin counties. And the member agencies include the five cities, the two counties, local fire districts, and some smaller agency jurisdictions. The current agreement that we have in place now contemplates how member jurisdictions pay for operation and maintenance, but unfortunately it does not contemplate how to pay for major system upgrades or major construction projects, et cetera. And again, as you know, we have the microwave system that is part of that, is in need of repair and replacement. It's run its useful life. And again, the current agreement doesn't contemplate how to pay for that. But this new amendment will contemplate how to pay for that microwave system upgrade. With regard to funding, Benton County did receive a $2 million grant back in 2022 to help offset those costs. Additionally, the City of Richland was able to acquire $235,000 from the State of Washington this year to go towards that as well, which leaves about $900,000 for each of the five main Benton County Emergency Services agencies to.
And the big five, I just want to make sure everybody understands. Sure. The big five is Benton County, Franklin County, Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco.
The BCS Executive Board voted unanimously to approve the amendment earlier this month to include that funding, the layout of the funding, which each agency jurisdiction board will consider the amendment, and that's why we're here today. Staff is recommending that Benton County's portion be paid for through one-time unspent public safety sales tax dollars for our $900,000 portion. So with that, staff is recommending that the board approve the third amended and restated interagency agreement with BCES.
Any questions? So I think it's important for everybody to know. I know that, like I said, the big five are involved on this. It was based off our population, and it'd be based off equal ownership of this. It's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of technology. A lot of technology is getting old, and even backup systems, all those type of things are not really there, and they're being held by a shoestring per se. So I think this is very important. It's expensive. It's pretty good that Benton County was able to get federal funding grant to go ahead and put $2 million in that. I know City of Richland did the $200,000. That reduced the pot for everybody on that. I know that they were talking to Franklin County this week on signing this as well. If we don't sign this and don't approve it now, Motorola has a reduced interest rate on it, as well as cost for infrastructure and materials. And if this doesn't happen now, because we've extended it so many times, it will cost the county and the cities thousands and thousands of dollars extra. So it's vital that we approve it now so that we save taxpayers money in the future, because they cannot hold the rate or the cost down with any further extensions.
And I'd also like to thank Ryan Brown and his office for kind of spearheading the changes on the agreement, because it's quite an effort to get all of the jurisdictions to agree to those changes and get them signed.
I totally agree with that, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you. That was a good job. A lot of work.
$900,000 per agency.
Mm-hmm. It's a big dollar amount. That's where I know that, you know, this is relevant to public safety. It really is. Without communications, nothing's going. It could be chaos. And so I know that we had reserves in our public safety, and I know the other cities are looking the same thing. This is how we're able to make that happen without cutting into other services in our budget. All right. With that, do you have a motion on this topic?
I move to approve the third amended and reinstated interlocal agreement for Benton County Emergency Services and authorize the use of public safety sales tax fund to pay Benton County's share of the project costs.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion passes. And I don't have this one on there, but let me see here real quick. Give me 1 second. For Adam File, you have a presentation. And if you were to remind us, there it is. Recap on Waste Management Symposium.
Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
And Mr. Chair, please step in with any comments. Just want to give a quick update of last week. We were at the conference down there in Phoenix that they hold right during spring, start of spring break, spring training, and a NASCAR race. So, of course, prices are much lower and easy to get cars and things like that. It's excellent timing. But it's the 50th year that they've had the Waste Management Symposium. Like I said, around 3,000 people, it's a pretty big deal. So this covers any and all aspects of the nuclear industry, all of the things that we're involved in and work on here. This was our Tri-City crew that went this time. There were plenty of other people from DOE and the state of Washington and PNNL, but this is kind of our, if you will, our Hanford Communities type group. So thanks to you, Mr. Chair, and to Commissioner Delvin. Benton County was well represented, and of course, Mayor Gary was there. Mayor Gary is still the chair of ECA, but he'll be stepping out of that role next year. And I do think it's important, as David Reeplog and I have discussed a number of times, that someone from Hanford Communities, the Hanford area, is on the ECA board. So, you know, we might be pushing for that next year and might be talking to different elected officials, you know, like maybe someone that's at the dais or something might be interested in having a role on the ECA board. I think it's important that we're always represented on the ECA board. And of course, Kennewick and Richland were there, which is great. It's good to see Richland plugging back in a little more, because I think for a couple years there, they were kind of not as present. I always like to take away sort of a signature quote or data point or something like that among all the things that are shared. And this time for me, it was this one. You might remember hearing this when we were in our board meeting on Tuesday morning, that the nuclear weapons complex is the number three financial liability of the U.S. government, behind Social Security and Medicare. So we always hear about Social Security and Medicare, those entitlement programs. We don't hear about cleaning up the nation's responsibility for the Cold War. And that's part of what we're involved in. Stock photo there on the bottom left of the Boston Dynamics outfit. So as a part of Waste Management, in addition to all of the over 100 panel sessions, there's a large trade show. Boston Dynamics was there this year. You might remember them as one that had these robotic dogs. So this is the first time I'd seen it in person. And these things are going to take over the world if we let them. And they were given some demos of these things. You can hook these robots up to any kind of crane or data device or scanning apparatus. And I asked the guy, well, what's the most, what's the toughest environment that you have some of these in? And he says, we have them in the basement of Three Mile Island, and we have 10 of them in Fukushima. So they can endure some pretty extreme and harsh environments. Just a look at the kind of what's going on this year with our sort of ECA calendar. So obviously we just did Waste Management. And then look, the next item there in the red circled boxes, we'll be bringing the crew here. As I said in the board meeting, in 7 weeks, and I think that got their attention, that was a new way to look at it, but 7 weeks doesn't sound very far away. So, you know, the ECA staff, they put in a lot of work to organize these events. Now, ECA didn't organize Waste Management. That's a big corporate thing. But this new nuclear forum that we'll be hosting here at the convention center in May is put on by ECA, and we'll expect around 400 people for this. I've mentioned before, and we'll mention again, the Nuclear 101 workshop that's not really open to the public, but we can have a large group there of unregistered folks. So I've encouraged some of our staff to attend this. They had it last year at Paducah, and these two folks have kind of put this hour and a half long thing on, and they do a great job of sort of explaining both for the lay people as well as folks that are a little more in the industry. Okay. You know, how does nuclear power work? How do nuclear weapons work? How are things different? What are the responsibilities? Why is this the number three fiscal liability of the United States government? So on and so forth. Kind of all things nuclear to get folks to wrap their head around it a little better. And then we've got the other cleanup workshop and the intergovernmental are the things in the fall that we always have. And there might be a sort of a June consent-based siting and economic development forum in D.C. That's not known for sure yet. So finally, that's just my last slide there is just the event now in 6 weeks down in Kennewick. So if anyone's interested in checking out that Nuclear 101, please let me know. So the focus of this forum is strictly on sort of the nuclear renaissance, nuclear energy going forward. All right, so it's not all the other cleanup or defense issues. This is really about nuclear power, how communities can push for nuclear power, and remember, keep in mind that box that sits out there north of Richland, I don't think we can see the plume today, but at least not from here, but it generates more megawatts than all of the wind turbines and panels that are being proposed for Benton County, just in that one box. All right. Nuclear is pretty tough to match. Mr. Chair, any other comments or questions? Your observations from the...
Do you have any questions? I think it's important to know, like I said, it's we have presence there. It's mayors, city council members, county commissioners throughout the entire country that go to these. And we're all, that's part of the ECA Energy Communities Alliance. We all advocate for cleanup in our respective areas because they all have them in their communities as well. It also brings in PILT money on that. I thought Ike White, we had in our board meeting, he was there. I think he's the second under the department.
He's head of EM.
He's head of EM, but also right there, right below the Secretary of Energy. And I think I asked one of the questions about the financial side, and he was pretty candid, which I thought was open and honest. And I think one portion of Hanford cleanup was $200 billion. And he said that we were going to be given $3 billion. So if you look at $3 billion for the cleanup, and it's going to estimate a cost of not the entire Hanford area, but a portion of it was $200 billion, I believe. So do the math. How long is that going to take to get that done? And then if you look at the time value of money, and that's he was kind of getting on the same page with me because he's a numbers guy too, is we're not putting enough in now, investing in it now, that's even going to be it's going to cost a lot more than $200 billion. So it was very eye-opening. But that's why we're there, to go ahead and bring more dollars in to the area here for our cleanup as well. And I appreciate you doing that. Some of those conversations, some of those meetings, they're extremely dry, but it's important for our social presence. I'm glad that Richland, after I had left, it was about another year or so that they were not present. But I know Council Member Shane Van Dyke was there, and he said he's definitely a proponent. So I think that was a really good meeting for all of us to be there. So I appreciate it, Adam. I really do.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to Benton County elected officials and county commissioner comments.
Ryan has.
We have one more? I apologize.
Two more.
Mr. Brown.
A couple of issues related to our ongoing efforts to get up to full speed with our staff. First one is, we've done this a couple times. I don't think we've ever actually been successful in recruiting the applicant, but we have another applicant we want to make an offer to fill Steve Hallstrom's position, labor employment. I think she'd be a great hire. She works over in Lewis County right now, which is about 230 miles away. And so we'd like to offer to cover up to $5,000 of her moving expenses as part of that offer.
All right, any questions? Do you have a motion on this topic?
I move. I'd like to make a motion in the matter of authorizing the prosecuting attorney to reimburse Amber Smith up to $5,000 for relocation expenses per the county's relocation expense policy resolution 08534.
Perfect. I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Second one is we have one of our more experienced deputies in the office who's going to retire at the end of the year. And we have an effort to plug someone in that used to work in our office. She worked in our office from 1998 to 2007 and has been at Yakima County Prosecutor's Office since 2007. So she's got over 25 years of prosecutorial experience. She's currently accruing leave in excess of our maximum. She's willing to take a cut, but she would like to get credit for her year of service and be treated as if she's got 25 years with Benton County so that she obtains the that kind of PTO.
Yep.
So we would like approval for that.
I don't have any questions. Yeah. All right, do I have a motion for this?
I'd like to make a motion. In the matter of annual leave accrual rate and use of accrued leave with the pay for Tamara Hanlon on the Benton County Prosecuting Attorney's Office.
All right, I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully, we get both of those people on board.
Cross our fingers. All right, next is the Benton County elected officials and county commissioner comments. Our treasurer, Ken Spencer, anything? All right. Anybody online in Kennewick? All right. Commissioner McKay, you have anything for the order? Nope. Next week, I'll just go ahead and make a, I know that, and I do have a question. It's going to bother me, and I'm going to just ask it, but I do have one comment first. Next week, I know Commissioner Delvin is in D.C. with Deputy Administrator Rasmussen. So next week, because they're on business right now, county business, next week, I'm going to go ahead and state my, kind of what I think about Clearview AI. I think I've asked a bunch of questions, did some homework, but I want to wait until all three commissioners are here. Now, here's my question for you. I don't know how it works here. I'm new on this side. I was going to ask whether I was the chair or not. When a county commissioner is on county business, how does that show up, Amanda, on the on our public record as far as absent or how does that work or present?
Meaning like today with him being gone, in DC for a commissioner meeting.
Yeah. How did that show up on the public record side? If not, this is what I'm going to go ahead. You just go ahead.
Yeah. Previously we would state that they were absent, but we could add something clarifying that if you'd like.
Yeah. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to make it. Yes, and so what I'm going to do, just going from my past history as the mayor of Ursula, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to excuse Commissioner Delvin that due to him being on county business in D.C.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that way it shows on the record that that was an excused absence. All right. Just looking out for commissioners. They're doing work. All right. Finally, we have an executive session. We will go into executive session for reviewing qualifications of an applicant for public employment. And it sounds like Clayton Rawlings is not here. So our human resource manager will be doing that. And we will be in executive session for 5 minutes. All right. Thank you.
And the time is 9:44.
Yep.
James Trumbull.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. And we're at the end of our meeting. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.